obviously the Ravens, the perennially very, very good defense, and you got a guy back there in the name of Ed Reed who's a ball hawking guy. What makes those guys so difficult?
It's just, as a fan of the game, when you watch the NFL, you can see the intensity they play with, and certainly on film you can see it as well. So, they bring it physically every game. They've always had great personnel. And then Ed Reed, he's the top of that defense. And, with Ray Lewis being out, he is the leader of that defense. So he does a good job with everything. He covers a lot of ground. He tackles well. He's got good ball skills. And it's nothing to fear, but you definitely have to be aware of where he's at.
What are the most important things that Pierre has contributed to you guys now that he's healthy again?
Just a different attitude out there. He's a guy, as we all like to say, he walks to the beat of his own drum. And it's a different drum. It's not a normal drum. And, it's good to have him out there, just the tenacity that he plays with. He's fearless. And, he's our guy. So that's why we like him out there.
Santana said that he's glad he's not a quarterback. He doesn't have to watch 20 at all times. Talking maybe the best safety to ever play the game, how aware are you going to be every time you come up under or behind center?
Under center, shotgun, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Tana's telling the truth, and coaches said it. He's the best safety to ever play, or one of the best to ever play. And you respect that. I respect him as a player. I'll be aware of where he's at. But like I told you, it's nothing to fear. But he covers a lot of ground. He does a lot of unconventional things, and you just got to be aware of where he's at, just like he's got to be aware of where I am and Alfred and everybody else.
Hey, Robert, how proud are you of your offensive line, the job that they've done this year? I mean, a group that I think coming into the season, a lot of people, at least in the media, didn't expect to be as productive as they've been to this point.
I think they took that as a challenge, to show that they have the abilities as an offensive line unit to be great. A lot of them have played through injuries, and some of them come back from injuries. So it's just good to see them do that. I'm proud of them. I'm glad that they've stepped up big this year, because we really needed them to, not only in the running game, but also in pass protection. So it's been great.
Robert, you haven't thrown a lot of picks this year. You didn't throw a lot in college either. What do you think, just evaluating yourself as a quarterback, why do you do such a good job taking care of the ball?
Just don't force things. Trust the system that you're within. So that you can go out and work through the system, and then if something does happen to where you can use your God-given abilities, then you can, rather than going into it thinking, all right, I'm going to run every single play. And, God's blessed me with the decision-making ability to know when to put things into those tight windows and when not to.
When you're trying to toe that line, though, is there some type of sacrifice for big play possibility if you're being conservative at times?
I try to make sure I'm conservative when I have to, but for the most part, I stay really aggressive and try to play fearless all the time, without being dumb at the same time. So, I know when I can try to make a play, and when I can, throw a ball up, and Santana's going to moss two guys and come down with it, and that's just fun playing the game.
Robert, what were your first impressions of Kyle, your offensive coordinator, going back to pre-draft, post-draft, whatever?
He grilled me for a while, just to get me to learn the offense, and now everything's good, just because we know the system. He knows how to learn things and how to get me in the right situations. But at first it was a grind, and I appreciate everything that he did and the coaches have done to help me get to this point. And to help our team get this point as well.
Are you learning his offense, or is he learning your offense?
I'm learning his offense. By no means is what I did in college. I know there's a lot of similarities, and everyone wants to go back to the Baylor film, but it's certainly their offense with a little twist on it.
And how has he earned your trust over these months?
I told him. He's never told me something and it wasn't true in the game. And he said he'd bring up all these examples of Steve Young and guys that his dad, Coach Micah, would say, the guy's not going to be there, and they throw a pick and they're looking the sideline mad at the coach. And, he just told me that, it won't always be that way, but for the most part, they study hard enough to know where guys are going to be and how they're going to react in certain situations. So that's why I trust them.
Watching the game on Monday and observing the way you play, John Gruden, who was doing the color, couldn't help but say, "Look at this guy." He said, "This guy has changed our game." How do you think you've changed the game?
I don't think it's me by myself necessarily. It's just, when you have coaches that buy into things that you can do, they try to use my talents and the talents of the guys around me so that we can go out and exploit defenses. And that's what we're supposed to do. You know, God blessed me with the ability of speed and good decision making. So they allow me to go out there and trust me, even in crucial situations, to throw the ball or run the ball or whatever it is. So it's just when a coach buys in and the whole team buys in, you can have things like what we're doing.
They're having the last three games. What has changed for you guys, if anything?
I think it's just, practice has been a lot better. I think everyone's learning. It's not a new system, but like I said, learning the system that we're running with all the pistol, with the pistol options and everything, and all the guys are just catching on to it a lot better, and coaches are getting better at coaching it. We're seeing what defenses are doing to us, and we're able to exploit those holes when we can. And Kyle's just been a lot more, not aggressive, but a lot more confident with the play calls because the guys in practices are doing it the right way. So, practice definitely translates to the game.
You're having quite the week with the Monday night game and then all the love shown you last night at the Verizon Center. Does that attention sometimes get almost embarrassingly overwhelming for you? Chanting for you at a basketball game.
It's humbling. You never go somewhere expecting people to chant your name, or at least I never have. I don't know about you guys, but so you walk into those events, and that's those guys' time to shine. And I was extremely proud of the way they played. I mean, you got the defending NBA champs in your house, and you beat them. So that was fun to watch, and it's, to me, it's just humbling to have the fans, whether it's football fans, basketball fans, chanting or cheering for you. That just means you're really doing something for the city.
People are starting to give you credit for helping the Wizards win that game by your presence. I mean, when you hear stuff like that, what do you do?
Just say thank you, or I don't know. What can you say? Those guys are the ones that played. I didn't play the game, but even coach said I can't be going over there and rubbing off, use it on my magic on those guys when we need it for us. So, it is what it is. It was fun to be there, and I'm glad they won.
Robert, LeBron,
you said that it was important for you to be known as a quarterback and not just a running quarterback. Why was that important to you?
It's just I want to be the best quarterback to play the game, not the best running quarterback, not the best African-American quarterback. And, that's just the approach I took towards it. It's not something I can fight, so you never really hear me, push it that much. You just got to go out and show it on the field. So, it's just, to me, I want to be known as a quarterback. And, Coach Gruden wants to say I changed the game, then, that's fine by me.
Now that you have the rookie rushing record for a quarterback, I know you've said you don't really think a lot about these things, but does that hold any special meaning to you at this point, especially because it's happened now with four games left?
Yeah, any positive record that you break holds meaning to you. So, it held some meaning. I noticed it. They put it on the board, and the fans cheered. But I think I was more happy when Alfred broke the 1,000-yard rushing mark, and they cheered again. So I was cheering for him too.
Robert, you've been watching quarterbacks most of your life. Andrew Luck's having a great year. Russell Wilson's having a great year. You are. You ever had three rookie quarterbacks play this well before in a season? You think the game is changing there? College football is different, or you guys are just all so special that it's a different year?
Oh, man. I can't say we're all so special, but, it's just, if you want to go to the rhetoric side of it and say that, there's more 7-on-7, training techniques are getting better, coaches are getting better at the college game of just knowing how to put points on the board, or is it just that coaches in the NFL are buying in to college quarterbacks that can move a little bit, guys like myself, Luck and Russell. You could say that Andrew's a traditional guy, but, he can move around a little bit too, and all of us are doing a good job, and, Tannehill and those guys are doing well as well. So I think it's just coaches buying in and helping their quarterbacks be successful. Everybody's got a different recipe. We run the ball, the Seahawks run the ball, and the Colts throw the ball a lot, so it's just the coach trusting his guys.
This time last year, you were getting ready for the Heisman Trophy. You watched that battle go on, and what do you think about Johnny Football and the comparisons they're beginning to make with him and you?
I watched him beat Alabama, so all those guys have done a good job, Teo, Klein, and Johnny. So I don't know who's going to win. I haven't asked any other Heisman voters what their vote was or who it was for. I don't plan on disclosing my vote, but I think any individual of those, any one of those guys that wins definitely deserves it. And Johnny, he is an Aggie, but You know, I don't ever discriminate as far as schools go. You know, the A&M was our biggest rival at Baylor, but he's definitely played really well, done a good job helping his team win, and I couldn't be any more proud of him.
You guys are 5-0. So we're wrapping up right now. You talked about rushing record for our rookie quarterback. We have Jason here from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Jason, you have a few words?
Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Well, we're collecting Robert's jersey and shoes from the Monday night game last week, or this past Monday, where he set the single season rushing record for a rookie QB. You know, Robert and all the other rookies visited the hall earlier this in the off season for their rookie symposium, and we told a lot of the rookies if they, you know, did great things, their memorabilia could be on display at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And Robert's had a terrific season so far, and we'd like to congratulate Robert, and we're going to put this on display in our Pro Football Today gallery. And his jersey will join other Hall of Famers from Redskins past, such as Sammy Baugh and Sonny Jurgens. So he's in really rare company. So congratulations.
Thank you. Hold it up and let's do a photo. Okay. Real quick. Hold it up. Robert, you get the jersey, get the shoes. You guys hold it up. Photographers, sure. Let me know when you're ready. Let's have Robert react to that, and then we'll be done. Your response.
Thanks.
What do I think? It's awesome. you know, everyone wants to be in the Hall of Fame, so we're in there. But got a long career, prayerfully, and, you know, this is only the first step. So, you know, it's an honor to have my jersey and my cleats, although they're very dirty, in the Hall of Fame.
That's good. All right. Thanks, guys.